Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. Two-wheeling it has been more popular than ever here in the city these days. Mayor de Blasio says cyclists have been making good use of all the new bike lanes.
In May, we had a record, and it was broken. This is great news. In the month of May 2021, 2,709,684 rides were taken on city bike. This is amazing that more and more people are turning to city bike as an option. This is good for this city.
His administration has committed to adding 30 miles of protected bike lanes this year. Among the new routes will be a lane beginning on the east side of Manhattan, and it will extend over the Queensboro Bridge and along 34th Avenue to Jackson Heights in Queens. Okay, kids, time to roll up your sleeves. The city is launching a pilot COVID vaccination program in schools.
Vaccination sites will open in four schools starting in the Bronx this Friday.
We're going to focus particularly on middle schools, where I think you're going to see a lot of parents wanting to see their kids vaccinated.
Mayor de Blasio announcing that this program will expand to specific schools in all five boroughs in the weeks to come. Bronx Councilmember Eric Dinowitz believes schools are key locations.
They really are part of our community and part of what brings us together.
The city's also planning block parties for Youth Vaccination Week and free passes if you get your vaccine at the New York Aquarium. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
And Governor Cuomo is expected to announce the first full ride scholarship winner in the weekly raffle aimed at getting students to get a COVID vaccine. With all New Jersey public schools slated for in-person learning this fall, Governor Murphy says students and staff may not be required to wear masks during an event at Bergenfield High School today with U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. He said their minds are open, but it is a possibility for now.
We have been focused on returning safely and responsibly our students and educators to their familiar classrooms for one clear reason. They are each at their best in classroom settings.
The governor says nearly all New Jersey students are already back in classrooms for in-person learning. The latest incentive to get Americans to roll up their sleeves for a COVID vaccine comes from Budweiser.
Consider it a shot and a beer. Anheuser-Busch says it will buy Americans 21 and over a round of beer once President Biden's goal of getting 70% of people partially vaccinated is met. The company says a website giveaway will provide $5 credits to the first 200,000 people to respond when the goal's reached. So far, about 63% of Americans have received at least one vaccine dose. Other businesses and states have been offering everything from sports tickets to straight-up cash as vaccination incentives. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Coast Guard says the bodies of two boaters who went fishing on Long Island Sound were found in Smithtown Bay early this morning. That's according to News 12, which says a Suffolk Marine unit found one body around 6 a.m., another along with a canoe about 45 minutes later in the general area. Both men were wearing life jackets and had launched from Fort Salonga around 6:30 last night. Concerns about some sunscreen you may be using. An online pharmacy is urging the FDA to recall the lotions after tests found they contained a known cancer-causing chemical. Correspondent Elise Preston with more.
Tests by Valisure, an online pharmacy and lab, show dozens of popular sunscreens and after-sun products contain a chemical tied to blood cancers. Benzene, a known carcinogen, was found in 27% of the sprays and lotions tested. That includes products sold by Neutrogena, Banana Boat, and CVS.
The problem with benzene is it can cause leukemia, anemia, things like this.
CVS chief medical correspondent John LaPook says one of the things the FDA will look into is how the chemical is getting into the products.
The maker of Banana Boat defended its products, saying its sun care products undergo rigorous testing to ensure safety and quality. The Democratic mayoral candidates face off in their first in-person debate tonight. And ahead of that showdown, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams was on 1010 Winds with our Bridget Quinn this morning, announcing that the police commissioner in his prospective administration will be a woman. And he explained why.
Not only be knowledgeable about keeping us safe, but also to have the characteristics of understanding when you take away liberty, you should understand what your men and women should do every day while we're keeping New Yorkers safe.
And Sean Donovan told us he wanted to focus in part on the eviction crisis.
I'm releasing a comprehensive plan to how we keep people in their homes at this moment when we have so many New Yorkers sleeping on our streets and in shelters.
Okay.
Those are the kinds of things that I hear New Yorkers really want to talk about.
Tonight's debate begins at 7 p.m. on ABC Channel 7. The NYPD is asking the public for help in identifying a suspect wanted in the assault of a woman of Asian descent in Morningside Heights. They have surveillance video of the suspect. Police say it happened May 12th when the 23-year-old woman got off the number one train at 116th Street. That's when a man waving a cane back and forth walked up to her and struck her in the head and body multiple times before jumping on the same train to flee.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.